Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains, high winds from Hurricane Irma as it makes its way north through the state. It has weakened as it continues to move across Florida with maximum sustained winds of 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and then spoke with reporters.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, once a British colony. UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson speaks about the aid on the way to the region.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which also suffered severe damage. Death toll from cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen now to 35, with nearly 1,300 cases. The UN Humanitarian Agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warning the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. Resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un and his government. Diplomats are now saying that the revised draft was modified regarding oil and gas shipments and eliminates the freeze on Kim's financial assets. The new version was drafted after intense negotiations with Russia and China, which both have veto power in the council. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected, that by the government, as a number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. The Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
This latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. President Trump is preparing to preside over his first 9/11 commemoration in office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airplanes into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon outside of Washington, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Remembrance is scheduled for about the same time the first plane struck the New York buildings. Pope Francis, calling for an end to political violence in Venezuela, appealed to an end to modern forms of slavery as well as he wrapped up a trip to Colombia. Father Thomas Rosica of Canada's Salt and Light Television also advises the Vatican on the Pope's foreign visits.
This was a profoundly moving visit. It was successful on many levels. I think the Pope went to Colombia with a very specific mission to confirm the peace process that's underway, to recognize its fragility, and to let the Colombian people know that every one of them has a hand in making this successful, making this work.
Before leaving Cartagena, the Pope celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.